the plan for this year in Yishirim, in general on Thursday nights, we try and learn an area of Torah that we maybe don't come across as often in our normal yeshiva setting. And we've been, the last, I guess, 4 or 5 years, we've been alternating between Taros for, let's say, Elul and Harosman, and Zrayim. This year is a Zrayim year. I want to explain to you in general what we do, why we do it, and tonight will serve as a bit of an introduction in terms of what exactly goes on. The reason why we do it is because, in general, we want to understand all of Torah, and there are certain areas of Torah that sometimes can be a little bit scary, and sometimes in order to make it more accessible, we have to have a bit of an introduction. But if you come across a random Zrayim topic in Maseches Gittin, so sometimes the Gemara presumes we have a certain amount of knowledge, and sometimes even tackling that is sometimes a little bit scary, and the goal of these Shiurim is to be able to introduce us to some of what's there, to open up a little bit to what's there in the world of Zrayim, and hopefully in doing so, that when we come across these things, one, we actually know more to be able to analyze it properly, and number two, that it's a little bit less scary, and we realize that we can really do it. The goal this year is learning primarily sugyas through Maseches Trumos. Truma is, when we think about like paradigmatic, classic, mitzvah, Hatzuyas Ba'aretz, so Truma is one of the more, it's classic, and in that sense it serves as a good hakdama. A lot of the standard ideas that come up when it comes to Zrayim really emerge in many ways from Sugyas and Maseches Trumos, and that will, as Hashem, be our plan, and that's reason number one why we learn it. Two other reasons that are more unique to Seder Zrayim is just to introduce some of the Mekoros. The Gemara tells us that Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph, that we know that there are Shas is made up of 6 different Sedarim. And the Gemara Darshan's there in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph, again, from the Pasuk of Vahed Vahaya Emunah Sitecha Chosn Yeshua's Chachma V'Das. And Chazal Darsh that each one of those words in the Pasuk corresponds to a Seder, and Emunah corresponds to Seder Zrayim. Zrayim is associated with Emunah. Why is Zrayim associated with Emunah? So Rashi writes that we are trusted, that there's faith in us that we're going to separate from our produce and give it to the necessary locations. Tosfos understands, based on the Yerushalmi, that the Emunah is not the trust in us, but it's the Emunah that in any farmer has in the Ribono Shel Olam. That when you plant food, all you can do are plant seeds. You can water it and take care of it. But ultimately, is it going to sprout? Is it going to emerge? Is it going to be what we want it? Is it going to grow and be able to produce? That ultimately is up to the Ribono Shel Olam. And any farmer experiences a real need to have a certain degree of Emunah. Rosenzweig once pointed out that there's an additional element of Emunah, that really when we speak about Zrayim, we speak about a faith in Hashem, and sometimes that faith in Hashem is when it's a faith that comes almost from a position of weakness. I plant the seed, and I have to trust Hashem because I don't have another option. I need it to be able to grow, and from a certain kind of dependence, I have a kind of bitachon. Another kind of emunah, though, which maybe Rashi highlights a bit in a different direction, is the emunah that we have once we've actually been kotzer the food. Once we actually now have the produce, then now we also require some emunah not to sort of distort ourselves into believing kochi ve'otzim yadi asli sachayel hazeh, that I did it all on my own and it's all on me, but to remember once we actually have everything to still go and be mafresh, to be mafresh from a position of strength. So first, it opens up some ideas in Zrayim in particular. Second, Zrayim is very much associated with the world of emunah, trust in us and trust in Hashem. Trust in Hashem both when we're a little bit weak and when we need to rely, and trust in Hashem when things are much, much stronger. The third reason why it's important, I believe, or an advantage to learning a little bit of Zrayim while we are here, we have the wonderful zechus to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Rishonim appear to have a machlokas, as it's quoted, that Rav Shechter said over, in the name of the Rav, that Rav Yehuda Levi and the Rambam have very different orientations to the nature of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Yehuda Levi, and you find this idea in the Ramban also, some of that, if anyone was here in Kaizen, I spoke a little more about this in one of the Friday Shirim, but when it comes to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, for the Ramban, for Yehuda Levi, there's something inherently Kadosh about Eretz Yisrael. It's a symbol for our nation, it's a symbol for Klal Yisrael, it's a place of heightened Kedusha, heightened Hashgacha Pratis. There are unique things, irrespective of any connection to mitzvos, that one finds in Eretz Yisrael. It's a unique and special place, our actual national homeland. True, there are mitzvos here, but if you want to speak about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it's let's have a shiur, we'll learn some Ramban and learn some Kuzari about the uniqueness dafka there. The Rambam, however, thought that Eretz Yisrael is really much more of like a Chafetz Shel Mitzvah. The primary purpose of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is that as a result of Eretz Yisrael, it's a place where we can be Mekayim more mitzvos. Like the Mishnah says in Meseches Kelim, there are Eser Kedushos Hein Eretz Yisrael, Mekudesh Mikol Ha'aratzos. Why is Eretz Yisrael more Mekudesh than anywhere else? Because in Eretz Yisrael, we're Mevi, Bikurim, Omer, there are mitzvos that you can fulfill only in Eretz Yisrael. So when we start thinking about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so one of the ways that a person can appreciate more Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and it's possible, and it's the Yaakov Moshe Karlap writes very beautifully in Mei Marom, even if Eretz Yisrael is more like Rabbi Yehuda Levi and the Kuzari, it's an idea about it being our national homeland, it being a place of a heightened connection to the Ribono Shel Olam, it's dafka through the mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz that we're able to deepen our appreciation for the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael and for what its Kedusha is really all about. That sometimes to speak about Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, you could speak about it in broader terms, you could speak about it from a machshava perspective, but certainly the Rav, let's say, in Halach's mind and a variety of our Achronim would argue, if you want to really understand the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, mitos hatlios ba'aretz, learning things be'ian, that's really how you're able to do it. Just like sometimes we speak about Yom Kippur, the Rav thought, that to understand the Kohen Gadol's avoda on Yom Kippur, it's a different understanding of what Yom Kippur is. And similarly, to understand mitzvot HaTluyos Ba'aretz, it's a different understanding of what Eretz Yisrael is. So Ezra Hashem, throughout the course of this year, we'll become more familiar with an area of Torah that right now we don't spend as much time learning, and we'll see it's a little bit less scary, and we'll become more knowledgeable in it. Second, it's associated with Emunah in Chazal. To learn about Zerayim also, Seder Zerayim is something that hopefully a person's Emunah can be strengthened, the trust we have in Hashem, both before and after we get the produce, and also the trust that there is in us for us to be able to give and be mafresh appropriately. And the third piece, hopefully throughout the year, we'll be able to appreciate in a certain sense what it means to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in a different way. Just like those of us that were in Eretz Yisrael for a Shemitah year are able to you feel a certain connection to the land that emerges when you're there. I want to try tonight to that's part one. It's a bit of a hakdama as to why we're doing what we're doing Be'ezras Hashem this year. The second part of the shiur tonight is going to be just trying to just define for a little bit what makes something a hakdama to Zerayim tonight more as a whole. What makes something into a mitzvah tuya ba'aretz? What qualifies for that? The final section of the shiur tonight, we're going to try to usually try to speak for about under 35 minutes. About 32 minutes or so is usually what we try to go for. The third thing we'll speak about tonight is just some chilukim, just introducing us to some almost lumdisha ideas that are going to be helpful with different kinds of mitzvot hatuyos ba'aretz. And as we shift to truma, some of these categories are going to come back. So first, in terms of what is considered to be a mitzvot hatuyos ba'aretz. So, the sugya Meseches Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Vav Mebeis to Lamed Zayin and Aleph. The Mishnah of Kiddushin says as follows: Mitzvos Hatluyos Ba'aretz, you only have to keep in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvos that are not Taloy Ba'aretz, you have to keep in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara asks a question: what's considered to be a mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz? So the Gemara initially says, step one of the Gemara, what makes something into a mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz is look at the psukim. If the psukim connected to Eretz Yisrael, if the psukim say kisavo el haaretz, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, then you keep it. So presumably that's called a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. And if it doesn't say that, if it's not explicitly connected to coming to Eretz Yisrael, then it's not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. The Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says, well, tefillin, as an example, the Torah does say kisavo el haaretz. Tefillin is preceded. When you keep tefillin, you come to Eretz Yisrael, but tefillin you have to keep everywhere. Bein be'eretz Yisrael and bein b'chutz la'aretz. So it can't be that that's the definition. So the Gemara suggests the real definition, a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz is a chovas hakarka, as opposed to a mitzvah she'ena tluya ba'aretz is a chovas hagavra. There are two kinds of obligations when it comes to mitzvos. Some mitzvos are incumbent upon us, directly on us. So as an example, tefillin is a chiyuv on the gavra. I have to put on tefillin, I have to put on tzitzis. A lot of things are chiyuvei gavra. Certain mitzvos are a chovas hakarka. The mitzvah is not really dependent on me directly, It's really chal in the karka. Now, obviously, it ends up relating to me, because if I want to do things with that produce, it relates to me, but the chiyuv is really a chiyuv that stems from something in the karka. It stems from something in the karka. That's the Gemara. Rashi, we're going to highlight two shitas for defining it, Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi seems to read the Gemara kipshuta. The Gemara Limaskana understands what makes something into a mitzvah tliya ba'aretz, it's a chovas hakarka. It's incumbent upon the land. That is what defines it. That's what defines it. Rashi does add something. Rashi says it either is in the karka or it's gidule karka. It grows from the ground. The Tosfos Yontif points out in Kiddushin, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Test, the Tosfos Yontif points out that Rashi makes sure to add gidule karka because some of the things don't kick in when the produce is in the ground, but some things only kick in once it actually is separated from the ground. It grew from the ground and now it's separated. For example, truma, it could be, when are you going to separate truma? Only once it no longer connected. So Tov Yontif explains that Rashi is sensitive to that. Chovas HaKarka is broadly defined. It's anything which is inherent in the ground or comes from the ground. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, those things are not really going to apply because the land outside of Eretz Yisrael is not filled with a certain kind of Kedusha. That's Rashi's Shita. The Rambam understands things a little bit differently. The Rambam does something interesting. In a variety of contexts, the mitzvah of challah, the mitzvah of orla, in Peiros HaMishnah and orla, Gimel Yud, as well as Hilchos Machal Tasuros in Perek Yud, the Rambam does it about Shemitah in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel in Perek Dalet. The Rambam, when he qualifies, when he categorizes certain mitzvos as mitzvah tzivos ba'aretz, he doesn't say they're mitzvah tzivos ba'aretz because of it's a chovas hakarka. He doesn't seem to quote the maskan of the Gemara, but rather sometimes the Rambam quotes a pasuk of Kisavo. The Rambam, for example, in Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Dal, Chafei Ram says, "Ein Shvias no Heges Ela Be'Eretz Yisrael Bilvad." Shemitah is only in Eretz Yisrael, and I would have said, "Why is Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael?" Because it's a Chovas HaKarka. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, "Because Shneamar Kisavo El Haaretz, Kisavo El Haaretz." The Rambam appears to quote from the Hava Amina of the Gemara. From the Hava Amina of the Gemara. Why does the Rambam do that? Why is he doing that? So there are three possibilities. Mahalach number one is the least exciting mahalach. The Lecha Mishnah writes, the Rambam, and if you're a real brisker, you can't handle this. If you're not a real brisker, you would think this is actually for sure the real pshat. The Rambam writes, the Lecha Mishnah says, because when the Rambam quotes Mikoros, he often quotes the simplest makar, not necessarily the most precise one. So the Rambam quotes the Hava Amina of the Gemara. It's a drasha pshuta yoser, aval pisha nidches mea Gemara. Even though it's rejected, the Rambam wants to quote the simpler drasha. Okay? A second mahalach in Achronim is to argue that you have to read the Gemara Kiddushin differently. This is in the Karban Aaron on the Seth. I should point out that Rabbi Yoni Mandelstam, if anyone knows him, wrote a wonderful article about being Magdir Mitzvah Tzivos Ba'aretz. Some of this is based on his article. I remember speaking with him about some of these sugyas as he was writing the article, and he did a wonderful job. So the Karban Aaron and Rav Shaul Yisraeli, they both read the Gemara a little bit differently. That for the Rambam, he understands the Gemara, there's two steps in the Gemara. The Maskana was not rejecting the first possibility, it was adding to it. To be a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, you require two things. One, a chovas hakarka, and a pasuk of kisavo. You require two things. So even if you're inherent in the ground, but you have no pasuk, you're not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. And even if you have a pasuk of kisavo, like fill in, but you don't have... You're not digging the ground, you're not going to be a mitzvah. Tliya ba'aretz, you require both of those things. If that's true, we will not be surprised to find, as we will reference in a little bit, some machloksim about things. Are they considered to be tliya ba'aretz, or are they not tliya ba'aretz? We'll try to, when we speak at the third part of this year, we'll try and pin that down a little bit, which will bring out what we saw exactly so far. One thing we saw was, why we're learning Zrayim, the uniqueness of Seder Zrayim. The second thing that we saw is how do we define mitzvah tuis ba'aretz? Is that din in chovas hakarka? We may want to try to define that term a little bit more as the year progresses. What does it mean to be a chovas hakarka? And then also, is there also a pasuk necessary as far as kisavo? Just to point out now, there are some achronim that mention a third idea, which is that kisavo introduces another element of the mitzvah. I'll save that for now. We will, be'ezras Hashem, be able to relate to that. Yes?
Are there any cases that are chovas hakarka that don't have a pasuk?
So, in the Rambam? Yeah. Well, or, sorry. It depends how you learn certain things. That was as vague as one can get. Okay. Well, we're on the same page on that one, right? Part 3. I wanted to try to introduce for us in the beginning, again, I'm sorry it's more disjointed. Usually we'll try and cover one topic a night, but we're not going to spend a lot of time on any one sugya. It's one a night, so we can be able to hopefully get in a bunch. I want to introduce maybe three or so just chilukim, distinctions that Achronim make about mitzvot Tuis Ba'aretz. Much as there's a list of those mitzvot dependent on Eretz Yisrael, Seder Zrayim is filled with a bunch of different mesechtas, there are chilukim between them. There are chilukim between them. So let me try and just mention for you maybe three of them. Number one, the Toras Zrayim, one of the great classic works on Seder Zrayim, was written by Ari Pomeranchik. He was one of the Talmidim Mufhakim of the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav has a great Haskam and a Sefer. So the Sefer Torah Zeran, this is the Sefer. It's a wonderful Sefer in Zeran. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, I believe he moved to Petach Tikva, I think. And when he first came, he spent a good deal of time learning Dafka the Sugyas in Seder Zrayim. So it's a wonderful Lamdish Sefer on Seder Zrayim. The Torah Zrayim in at least two places. One in the beginning of Meseches Peah, and one, again, in Meseches Trumos, points out that we have this distinction which for him matters a lot. And that is the following. There is a difference between, when it comes to Mitzvot Tuis Ba'aretz, some are pure mitzvahs, they're pure positive commandments, and some also have Isurim built in. Some have Isurim built in. So Peah, to leave the corner of your field, says Torah Zrayim, there in the beginning of a Sefer, Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, has two things going on. It's a mitzvah to leave the corner, and there's an iser to not leave the corner. Why does it matter if there's a mitzvah or an iser, etc.? So he suggests that there are certain things that may be mitzvah tuis ba'aretz, the Mishnah tells us, but are still applying chutz la'aretz. They still apply in chutz la'aretz. And sometimes we have machloksim do things apply in chutz la'aretz. Like netta revai, the round quotes of machlokas, is that apply in chutz la'aretz or not? Says the Torah Zrayim that things that are isurim, things that are isurim can apply both in Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz. The mitzvos, hatluis ba'aretz, the positive element, those things are only in Eretz Yisrael. Isurim, it is possible at times to have Isurim that will apply in Chutz La'aretz also. So maybe like Orla applies in Chutz La'aretz, that the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Kiddushin. The Mishnah says that Orla and Kilayim apply in Chutz La'aretz. They may have an Isur. Isurim can apply in Chutz La'aretz also. There may be some mitzvahs where we're not sure is it an iser or a mitzvah, etc. But one question to ask when you encounter different mitzvahs, again, we're interesting ideas right now, is it a mitzvah, positive, or is it an iser? A second distinction that you find in certain contexts, something to keep in mind, not all things that look like mitzvahs atzluyos ba'aretz are mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. Not everything that looks like it, it's connected to the ground, where's the chiddush, is necessarily considered to be a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. I think most famous example, when these shiurim started, I think the first time we did this, we learned Maseches Bikurim. So Bikurim, Tosfos in Baba Basra, and Das Pe Aleph, quotes a shita of the Rashba. when Tosfos quotes the Rashba, it's referring to the Rashmi Shas, not the regular Rashba that we have from the Chachmei Svarim. The Rashba writes that Bikurim is not considered to be a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. Not everything that looks like it is. Why it would Bikurim not be? Because it may be more of a chovas hagavra. It may be what are Bikurim, we'll read about in a couple of weeks, Kivar Parshas Kisavo. What do? You take the new fruits and you bring them to Yerushalayim. Is that a chovas hakarka or is that more of a chovas hagavra? Is it more incumbent upon me to go and bring it? Another example of a case where it's not so clear is the mitzvah of challah. Challah, in general, Rashi, the Tosfos Shantz, when he quotes examples of mitzvah, the Tzuyis Ba'aretz, challah's on the list. What's challah? When you bake, I'll try to be as precise as possible. When you bake certain foods, you're making certain foods, you take out of the isa, out of the dough, and you separate that and give it to a kohen. That's challah. When it comes to challah, there are a variety of indications. Rabbi Rosenzweig, in an article in Kol Tzvi, Chelek Gimel, tries to make the case, it's not really a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. And that may explain certain distinctions. So just because something looks like a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, doesn't mean that it necessarily is. Doesn't mean it necessarily is. Again, right now we're just throwing out some ideas to help us out. A third kind of an idea which you'll find in different mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, we're giving more of an overview of Zrayim. The Gemara makes a clear distinction between chovas hakarka and chovas hagavra. Certain things are incumbent in the ground, and certain things are a chovas hagavra, they're chiyuvim on you like tefillin. Mitzvah tluya ba'aretz are chovas hakarka, they're about the ground. Mitzvos and other mitzvahs are on the gavra. It is possible that some mitzvos have both a chovas hakarka and a chovas hagavra. Some think that bikurim, taking the first fruits and bringing them to Yerushalayim, some suggest that that is both a chovas hakarka, the first fruits have to be brought, and a chovas hagavra on me. We spoke about that when we learned Zrayim 2 years ago in the context of Shemitah. Shemitah, that the land has to rest, may be both on the Gavra, you can't work the land, and on the Karka, that you have to make sure the land is not worked. That you have to make sure that no one else is working the land. That some things are Karka issues and Gavra issues. So you have to sometimes pay attention within mitzvahs. The last, let me just clarify where we're at and then just give you maybe two more, one more distinction and we'll end with a thought. We're talking about Seder Zrayim, why it's important to learn Seder Zrayim, opens up Parashas, Emuna, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Part two, what defines Mitzvah Tzuyis Ba'aretz, Karka, and maybe also Psukim of Kisavo or Bia into Eretz Yisrael, a unique pasuk that gives me an indication of it. Part three, when it comes to mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, to realize that different mitzvah tluya ba'aretz work in different ways. Some, like Peya and maybe Netzer Revai or Orla, are mitzvos and isurim. Some are that look like mitzvah tluya ba'aretz really aren't. Some have a chovas hakarka and a chovas hagavra. Again, introducing just ideas that will be helpful. Let me give you a fourth distinction, and it's one that is a little bit of a well-known. I referenced it, I think. We spoke at the Nofi Alone breakfast last year. We spoke about Eretz Yisrael and the thought of the Rav and Rav Huttner. And this is an idea from the Rav that I think is a very important one. It's quoted in a couple of different contexts. I believe if Shechter has it in Nefesh HaRav, Rabbi Ganak has it in Gan Shoshanim. It's an idea. It's also it's in a couple other places also, I believe. When when the Mishnah Maseches Kelim proves that Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh, it says because you offer Bikurim and the Omer, that those are things that you offer that are only found in Eretz Yisrael. The Achronim asked the question, why is it that the Mishnah in Maseches Kelim lists Bikurim, Omer, and Shtei Halacha? Why isn't the Mishnah say Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh because Trumos and Maestros? Why is Truma missing? And Truma's like the classic example. So whenever Truma's missing, Achronim are wondering why is Truma missing. So Salvezik suggested the following distinction. Kedusha generates a lot of the mitzvos HaTzuris Ba'aretz, or at least mitzvos found specifically in Eretz Yisrael. But there's two kinds of Kedusha that generate mitzvos. One is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the standard idea. Truma and Meiser is all dependent on the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That's why, when's Truma going to be D'Oraisa? When there's full Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. When's Truma going to be D'Rabbanan? There's not full Kedusha. The Mishnah, Bikurim, Omer, Shtei Halachim, we'll define what some of those things mean maybe a different week. Why, those are not functions of regular Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but there's another kind of Kedusha found in Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Mikdash. The fact that Eretz Yisrael has the Mikdash in it radically alters all of Eretz Yisrael. All of Eretz Yisrael. So what's Bikurim? I take my first fruits and I bring them to the Mikdash. It's all over Eretz Yisrael, but I'm taking it and bringing it to the Mikdash. So when we speak about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, we have to sometimes be sensitive to ideas and to mitzvot ba'aretz that are more generic Eretz Yisrael, and some of them are much more closely tied to Yerushalayim and to the Mikdash. Some mitzvot ba'aretz, the ultimate destination is going to be Yerushalayim, and it may even look a little bit more like a karban. Bikurim may look a little bit more like a karban for certain halachas, and we're going to argue in probably about a lot of weeks, we're going to argue that Shruma has elements also of a kachim-like element. We spoke tonight about three ideas, why we're letting Zrayim, how we define Mitzvot Ba'aretz, and a bunch of distinctions that are out there. The way we're going to organize the Shiurim, just to know, is not going to be in order of the Mishnayos per se. I'm going to try to go in just what I think, just we're not having time to go through all the Mishnayos, is to structure things in the way where we sort of start from the beginning and what makes the most sense. When, which areas, where, when am I chayev in them, who can then separate them, who you give it to. We're going to try to go in sort of a certain kind of flow, almost a chronological flow. Where are the areas where you're chayev? When do you become chayev? Who's able to then separate it? Where exactly does it go? What happens once it's given? So we're going to try to go in a little bit of a mesuder way. There are some truma sugyas, probably one or two that are a bit famous. I'm probably going to skip a little bit of at least one of the more famous ones. You'll get that at other stages in life. I'll end with just a vort. The Tovas Yontif writes in his Hakdama to Zrayim, I believe, that when the Pasuk says, we've opened up with, Emunas Itacha, Chos and Yeshua, Chachma Vadas, there are six Siddurim in Shas. And Tovas Yontif says that the top three parallel the bottom three. That Zrayim parallels Nezikin, and Moed parallels Kachim, and Nushim parallels Taros. Zrayim parallels Yeshua, that Zrayim, the world is corresponds to Emuna. Nezikin, the Gemara says, corresponds to Yeshua, that we should be Zocha, that our limud of Seder Zrayim, that our strengthening of Emuna leads to, says Tos Yontif, a Yeshua, a full Yeshua, and that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is not something we just learn about, and it's somewhat Derabana, but if we see Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Mikdash in its full, complete form. Shkoyach, guys. Have a wonderful night. Liam, this is you.